Radio.
Coming up in segment two, they're the fastest growing international tax preparation franchise company ever, and were voted as the top 10 franchise in Entrepreneur's Top 500. We're going to meet with Mark Johnson, who is the Vice President of Area Development for Liberty Tax Services, coming up on Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio. So stick around.
Silent prayer for the faith departed.
Take control of your destiny and increase your quality of life with Allegra Print and Imaging. This light manufacturing, professional business-to-business franchise offers two unique opportunities to entrepreneurs with little or no industry experience. Our conversion opportunity is an existing business model that provides immediate cash flow, experienced staff, and an established customer base, while the low-investment digital print center opportunity meets the growing digital printing, sign, and mailing service demands of businesses in small and medium markets. Realize your dream of owning your own business with the comprehensive support of one of the world's top franchisers. Call 888-258-2730 or visit www.allegranetwork.com and discover the power in the network.
Listen, the world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by WSI, and WSI has over 1,500 franchisees in 87 countries and is ranked the number one internet and technology services franchise in the world by Entrepreneur. And today's guest is Mark Johnson, and Mark is the Vice President of Area Development for Liberty Tax Service. And Mark has served as Liberty Tax Services Vice President of Area Development since July of 2001. From March 2000 until June 2001, Mark served as the Assistant Vice President of Franchise Development for Liberty Tax. From August 1993 until January 1999, Mark served as a Senior Franchise Development Representative for Jackson Hewitt in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Mark, welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
Thanks, Mark. Mark, joining us on the phone is also Don Johnson, and we had a lot of people ask if you're related to Don, being you two share the same last name, so I know you wanted to say hi, Don.
Yeah, hey, Mark, happy holidays. I checked my family tree. I don't think we're cousins, so.
I don't think so. Mark, you got employed after your TV show, though.
Oh, yeah, well, no, I'm still very popular. Yeah, I even had a movie recently.
Yes, that was good.
That's right, he's making a comeback.
Yeah.
Mark, I wanted to start off by congratulating you on the tremendous success of Liberty Tax Service. Entrepreneur Magazine ranks Liberty Tax as a top 10 franchise for 2006. Liberty Tax Service's CEO, John Hewitt, is on Accounting Today's Top 100 Most Influential People list for the sixth consecutive year. Black Enterprise ranks Liberty Tax Franchise Opportunity as one of 30 hottest for 2006. Liberty Tax Franchise Opportunity is ranked on Hispanic Trends in the top 25. And Liberty Tax Service CEO John Hewitt is the IFA's Entrepreneur of the Year. So needless to say, you know, John, you and, you know, the whole team there are doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, we're very excited about what's going on, obviously. And you mentioned about John and put in some other heavy names of other entrepreneurs like Ray Kroc and everything,
right.
And that's the way I've always felt about John. When I met him actually 14, 15 years ago, I knew he was a guy that was going to go someplace.
That's incredible. It must be interesting working with someone like John every day.
It really is. I mean, he's very driven, but also he knows, one thing I've learned from him, we always have to do what's right for the individual.
Sure.
You know, and sometimes that's right for the individual is not being with us. But that's a key thing that I've learned from John.
That's interesting, yeah. Can you tell us, guess where you're calling from today, Mark?
I'm calling from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Nice, nice. How's the weather down there today?
Actually, very, very nice. It's about 55 degrees when I drove in this morning, so that's not too good.
That's good. It's about the same here, I would say. Same in Jersey, huh, Don?
Yeah. You know,
about 55? Okay.
Which is pretty rare, a couple weeks before Christmas. Yeah.
Right.
Certainly. Mark, what were you doing before joining Liberty Tax Service?
Well, as you said, I actually, in between Jackson Hewitt and Liberty, I did some consulting in between. Before that, I was really kind of a serial entrepreneur, mm-hmm. always looking for things to grow and to build businesses. I'd never done a franchise before, though, meeting John back 14, 15 years ago.
Right. Interesting.
And Mark, you mentioned the relationship with John Hewitt and and knowing him and so forth. But what else intrigued you about Liberty Tax Service and getting involved with them?
Well, I would say this, and it has to go a little bit about my journey through entrepreneurship and everything. When I always thought, me personally, I could go out and start a business. I did it all my life. I started when I was 10 years old.
Wow.
And so, but there was things I was very good at, things that I was not very good at. And when I found out about franchising and the power of franchising, I thought, what a really good way to help people that are strong in some areas but not strong in other areas. So I just dove into it wholeheartedly, saw the value in franchising, and then meeting up with John and his leadership style. I was sold a long time ago.
Sold on just the potential. I was on the website and just saw how many more people are paying for this type of service. I mean, the percentage increase is incredible. So you probably saw just the potential in general as well.
But the industry is a very interesting industry. I mean, it's a billion-dollar industry, but I like to say it in this way. There's 132 million people that pay taxes out there.
Right.
And there's 61% of those pay somebody to do their complete their tax return, and the people that are paying grow by about a million a year, and the people that are paying to prepare grow by the percentage each year. So it's a growing industry, and obviously right now Block is number one, but they only have about 20% of the market share. It's still a very fragmented market. Over 60% of it is done by mom and pops. So there's a lot of room for growth. And like all other industries, it's consolidation, and consolidation is happening pretty fast and furious in this industry.
Yeah, I didn't realize the mom and pops had such a high percentage. Mark, talk maybe a little bit about the history of Liberty Tax Service and the organization.
Sure. Well, as you stated before, John, we had Jackson Hewitt, and the company was sold back in 97. John had a two-year non-compete. We went right up to Canada, mm-hmm. and opened up in Canada. Came into the U.S. in 1999. And so from 99 till this year coming up, we'll have over 2,000 offices.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Wow, impressive.
I would say that with Jackson Hewitt, it was kind of like a trial run. We got to learn what was good, what was bad, how we improve. So we kind of got to do it all over again.
Absolutely. And that must have been a lot of fun for you guys, too, Mark.
Oh, it was absolutely a blast. And our goal is to be, if you ask John what our goal is, it's to be number one in the universe.
That's incredible. Great goals. How would you describe the Liberty Tax franchise system, Mark?
It's growing, obviously. It's all about change too. And you were talking about that earlier about change, mm-hmm. and improving. In fact, our mission statement is set the standard, improve each day, and have some fun. But the system is, and John, if John was here, he would tell you this. It's not John Hewitt's system. It's a system that's involved. It's a system that's made up of all of our franchisees. A franchisee comes in, does a good job, and then he has the right to help us improve on that system.
Right. And you said something interesting, Mark, that, in my research of Liberty Tax Service, and going through your brochures and stuff like that, I think there was a slogan. I don't know if this is your slogan, but we make taxes fun. I recall seeing something like that.
Huh?
And it's just interesting, looking at the website and seeing people dressed up in, like the Statue of Liberty. It's really neat.
I mean, it is. Most people think of taxes, I think people would rather have a root canal than have their taxes done, I think. And it's changed over the year. We've tried to make it different. We've tried to make it fun. We've tried to make it inviting. We try to make it, and we are very big on guerrilla marketing. so to make a buzz out there in the community, and it's fun for our franchisees, and it's made a difference.
Yeah, you mentioned the guerrilla marketing, Mark. You know, I recall an article written about you guys in the Wall Street Journal. I think it was in the beginning of the year, talking about your guerrilla marketing tactics.
Well, they're fast and furious and wild. I mean, we want to make a buzz in the community. You know, we don't want to just go in there and we've tried to make taxes fun and different. And so when you go in there, especially a new franchisee going in there, and it's a great way to make an impact because, a customer will, you're driving down the road, will pass many of franchises.
Right.
So, but he'll remember somebody if there's a Lady Liberty out there, Uncle Sam waving, you know, in a costume. He'll remember that one.
Right, and that happened to you, Don, I think. Wasn't it you were saying that there's a Liberty not too far from your office? It was in Union Beach, Don?
Yeah, just a minute down the highway, Mark, your Union Beach, New Jersey location. I was passing by one day, someone's dressed up as a Statue of Liberty. Definitely got my attention.
Yeah, it's very impactful. You know, we love it, and we'd like that the other two Liberty, we like that Block turns their nose up at it. We're just supposed to do that, and we love it.
I imagine. You mentioned, Mark, let's see, your industry. Okay, so it's 132 million tax returns filed per year. And would you say that, you know, changes in the tax laws certainly help you guys? Is that one reason why more people, you think, are filing their taxes through a preparer every year?
Absolutely. There's change. I don't think... Well, I've only been in it 15. I've been in this industry 15 years, and I don't think there's ever a year that's been the same like the other one.
Right.
And I don't know. Remember back in the when they did the when Congress tries to change and make it simpler, they make it more complicated.
Sure.
And it just drives people through the door. And really, from that standpoint, there's people that try to go on the internet and the web and do it themselves, There's people that come through with completed tax returns that they've done it through one of the other online brands,
right.
And they can't press that enter key because they're afraid the IRS is going to knock at their door, you know, 10 minutes later and say, hey, Mr. Jones, we got your tax return, and you screwed up.
Certainly.
So they they want somebody to look it over. They want to keep somebody between them and the IRS.
Certainly.
That's a good point, Mark. Or afraid they're not shortchanging themselves. So they just have to be careful, I guess. Yeah.
Sure, absolutely. You know, Ben Franklin had that great famous quote, Mark. He said, only two things are certain, death and taxes. So, you know, that kind of describes your industry as well.
Absolutely. And we actually like to add one more to that, death, taxes, and change.
And change. There you go.
What's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you, Mark, since joining Liberty?
Me? Are you talking about me personally?
Yes.
I would say that being able to create and integrate our area development program within Liberty Tax. We did not have an area development program at Jackson Hewitt, and so I kicked that off about 5.5-6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, I think, one of the best area development programs in the industry. We have 95 area developers. It's been a very, very good program for us. It's helped us bring in an extra layer of support, you know, for our franchisees, helped us grow markets. You know, we have some markets that are virtually sold out in a very relatively short amount of time through our area developers. We've got a great group of area developers out there.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice way to grow the franchise faster, finding area developers, and for people listening, an investor comes in, buys up a territory, and then they go and, through help of corporate, find other investors and franchisees to build out that area. My business, Mark, is franchise financing, so I deal with area developers around the country, and that's good. You build a base of strong area developers, and that's just going to help the franchise. So it was definitely, like you said, must have been very rewarding building that out for your company.
Oh, really? It really is. It's been very, very exciting.
Mark, what do you feel, what types of characteristics make a successful Liberty Tax Service franchisee?
Obviously, they have to be customer service oriented.
Mm-hmm.
You alluded to this earlier about, in your other segment, about, you know, if somebody is going to follow the system, if they're going to pay the money, they might as well follow the system. And they have to be able to follow our system and help improve it on it. And then they have to be a certain amount of drive. And then passion.
Yes, sir.
What
yeah,
they're doing.
Definitely.
I think they probably need to have some, I mean, as you say, strong interpersonal skills too, Mark, you know, to join a Liberty Tax franchise, being, you know, your guerrilla marketing tactics, you know.
Some of the franchisees are afraid to get out there in the costumes, but you know, they can hire somebody to do that.
Sure,
they have to run it, but yes, yeah, they have to be able to communicate with their employees, their customers, you know, and get a vision for their area.
Right.
So you feel passion and just hard work is more important than someone maybe having a sales background a little bit. That's something you train them with, probably.
Yeah, I mean, sales background would be helpful in the guerrilla marketing, but yeah, I mean, it comes down to drive and passion. You know, what gets you out of bed in the morning? What are you passionate about? What drives you?
Right.
You know, does your alarm clock wake you up, or does your passion?
Right. Yeah, hopefully people won't have to set their alarm clock. I know I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
What's the training like, Mark, for new franchisees?
A training, we have an initial one-week training, and that's one thing I'd have to say. I mean, our training department is second to none. It's very comprehensive. And then there's ongoing training. We just don't train somebody and say, here's your manual, good luck.
Right.
There's training here in Virginia Beach. Make them come to Virginia Beach, and then they have a training right before the tax season starts, a shorter training, and then obviously there's as they grow and as each passing year, there's different trainings different modules we have for the franchisees.
That's something. All right, interesting. Mark, can you stick around for another segment?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.